The heads of 20 United Nations and international humanitarian organizations issued a statement Tuesday calling for an end to the fighting that has disrupted services across some part of Sudan for months. The humanitarian officials also called on the international community to pressure Sudan's rival military leaders to silence guns and talk peace. Jen Sleek, the UN OCHA spokesperson, told VOA Tuesday that Sudan's conflict continues to affect civilians across the country. Leek described Sudan's four-month conflict as gruesome, adding that civilians across cities in Sudan have been subjected to various forms of human rights violations.
People have seen their loved ones gone down. Women and girls continue to be sexually assaulted. Families have seen their possession looted and their homes burned to the ground. People are dying because they cannot get to health clinics and get medicine.
Leek added that 18 aid workers were killed in crossfire during heavy fighting between Sudan Armed Forces and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces.
International humanitarian law is crystal clear on this point, and that is those who are fighting the conflict must allow aid to reach people in need, and they must protect the civilian population as well as the aid workers who are bringing the relief.
Sumeya Musa is a human rights officer with a non-profit strategic initiative for women in the Horn of Africa. She told VOA from the Ugandan capital, Kampala, that women and girls in Sudan have been allegedly raped and others experience other forms of gender-based violence over the past 4 months.
Women and girls are insecure and vulnerable inside and outside their homes. Even if they are stranded inside their homes, they are also subjected to shellings and no longer protected by anything.
Some Sudanese say they want an end to the conflict in their country. One resident of Sudan Twin City of Omdurman, Hassan Tariq, who spoke to VOA via a messaging application, says the ongoing conflict should serve as a lesson to Sudanese.
Sudanese citizens, political elites, including the ruling authorities, now understand that the war is the worst option that threatens the existence of humanity and its entire details, stability and the sovereignty of each state.
The UN Human Rights Office reports it has received credible reports of 32 incidents of sexual violence, including 28 cases of rape by forces fighting in some parts of Sudan. Michael Atit for VOA News, Juba.